16 bars to raise the czar of the world infinitely. It's sort of like chemistry. Added faith with virtue, hook for Kelly, shook the industry. Seek ye first the kingdom, the ring of all on.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your holy name. Blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for you all this morning who have tuned in and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible tells us many are called, but only a few are chosen. It tells us that many shall seek to enter thereinto, into his rest, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to have found that secret place. What a wonderful time to be in that hiding place. What a wonderful time to be resting in the kingdom of God. All praise be to his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Lord God Almighty is a good God, as you all know, and this morning, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to open some blind eyes and unstop some deaf ears that you may hear and understand that his way, his truth, and his life comes through one, through the cross. Jesus Christ and him crucified is the way, it is the truth that brings forth this eternal life, this free gift of salvation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As usual, if you are at home and you have your Bibles, you can follow this morning along Luke chapter 3 and verse 26 to 43, the Holy Spirit will use to try to draw you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 23, verse 26 tells us, and as they led him away, they laid hold on one Simon, Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, and in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do this thing in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there was also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, and on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, doest not thou fear God, seeing thou in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, praise be to his holy name. While the Gospels do not mention specified names, traditions tell us the good thief was named Demas, and the unrepentant thief, Justus. While both men were suffering the same gruesome execution and were both in the presence of Christ, their reaction to their situation are quite different. Justus reviled our Lord, and he says, are you not the Messiah? Save yourself in us, asking to come down from his cross. But Demas, oh, hallelujah. No doubt, as the Bible tells us, that the fame of Jesus had went out all over the land by this time, all it heard. No doubt the Demas, the thief on the right, the good thief, remembered that he had heard that there was a wedding in Cana. And they had run out of wine. And the same Jesus, oh, hallelujah, he turned water into wine. And no doubt the thief remembered he had heard that this same Jesus, there was a widow woman whom her and her only son was headed in a funeral procession. They'd already dug his grave, ready to lay him in the ground. And this same Jesus showed up and touched the barrier, and he was alive again. And no doubt this thief remembered he had heard that there was a man named Jairus, which his daughter was sick and had died. And this same Jesus showed up and touched her, and she was alive again. No doubt this thief remembered that he had heard that there was a woman whom had an issue of blood for 12 long years. The talk was that she had went about many physicians, but none could help her but this same Jesus. He came, and when she touched him, she was cured. And no doubt this thief remembered that he had heard that there was a man with an infirmity for 38 long years, that he lay by the pool, and in this same Jesus, oh, thank you, Jesus, showed up and healed him, while he also no doubt remembered he had heard that there was a man born blind, and this same Jesus gave him his sight. And no doubt he remembered that he had heard that there was a man named Lazarus whom had been dead for 4 long days. And yet this same Jesus, oh, hallelujah, raised him up from the dead. Oh, but this Dismas did not ask the other one to be taken down from the cross, but he rebuked justice and proclaimed Christ's innocence. And in one of the most startling and beautiful moments of the gospel, this thief does not ask to be taken down from his sure and painful death, but he asks instead to be taken up with Christ, saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied and said, today, you would be with me in paradise. You see, this lesson, the Holy Spirit is attempting to get you to understand, is that will you accept your death with Jesus Christ on the cross, where you can be with him and live forevermore? Or will you ask to come down from the cross, allowing you to run back into sin, to turn and look back as Lot's wife did? Which of these two this morning are you? Do you desire to take up your cross and follow Jesus daily, losing your life in order to gain his eternal life? Or do you want to